The highly educated woman has been a big boon to corporate America, in spite of all the regulations and so on. These are very good, reliable, well-educated, committed workers whom the feminist movement has basically delivered to corporate America. And so now those women, many of them, are in positions of decision-making. And which kind of women get to achieve the highest positions within corporate America? Who is, relatively speaking, favored by that environment? Well, it's the woman without any children. It's the woman who has sacrificed children and marriage for the sake of her career. That's who's going to make it to the top, okay? And so her values are not necessarily going to reflect the values of Mrs. Wilkin or Mrs. Schwartz or Dr. Morse, who you know, we like our careers, we like our work, but we like our kids too. And we want a corporate environment and a social political environment that offers some protection for the permanence of marriage and the stability of family life and all those other things. Well, you know, Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, I don't think that's on their radar screen as an important value, right? But they're making decisions for the whole country, right? And likewise with your news anchor, you know, your female news anchor who's at the top of her game, who's never had any children, the academics who are at the top of their game, who are influencing policy, politicians, and so on, all the way through the line. The kind of person who's favored by those rules is the person who has different values than you and I have. And I think that is a part of what we're looking at here.